In a residential neighborhood in Bessemer, Alabama, about 20 miles from Birmingham, there is one honest-to-goodness juke joint left. Gipps Place. It's one of the precious few of these musical roadhouses that still hang on in this country. NPR's Peter Breslow paid a visit to Gipps and brought back this portrait.
You hear Gipps Place before you ever spot it. Tucked away down a small ravine with no sign out front and just some old Christmas lights strung about, you really have to work to find Gipps. The town of Bessemer has tried to help out a bit, putting up orange detour signs which eventually lead you to the place and to Mr. Gipp.
My name is Herman. Everybody called me Henry. Henry L. Gibson. G-I-P-S-O-N instead of B.
There is a temptation to describe Henry Gibson as straight out of Blues Central Casting. That is, until you realize everything about the man is strictly genuine. His hand swallows yours when you shake, and his smile is just as embracing. In a red, white, and blue nylon jacket and white fedora with its wide brim turned up on one side, Gip is nursing a crinkled can of Budweiser in a room adjacent to his tin-roofed establishment.
I love old blues. John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hawkins, Slim Harper, and all that. These are my type of blues that I love, and I can't get them out of my head.
Gip has celebrated his 86th birthday about 5 or 6 times, we're told. In those years, he says he's been struck by lightning and run over in a stampede. A singer who retired from the railroad, he's a gravedigger these days and owns a cemetery. Gip has always been famous for his hospitality, whether it be with the locals he's known for decades or the wide-eyed college kids just discovering some gut-bucket blues. When he opened his place back in 1952, it was little more than a glorified tent. Now, still several degrees removed from spiffy, the roadhouse has been fixed up, but not so much that it's lost its down-home appeal, says guitar player Lenny Madden, who functions as the house MC.
It's not like going to a bar. It's not like going to a club. It's like going to your best friend's house and putting on just the newest record and sitting there and enjoying it together. Literally, there is truly a mix between the musicians and the audience.
Welcome again. Y'all ready to get started?
Yeah!
Guess what? We're going to start on time.
Yeah!
Y'all know the house rules, right?
Yep.
Men, you leave with the woman you're bringing. You hear me? Now, that rule does not apply to the women. If they brought them,
then things get serious for a moment.
All right, everybody bow your head, hats off, drinks down. Jeff's going to do our prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight just a humble tramp on your street, Father.
Finally, it's time for the headliner, Little G. Weevil.
That's
60 or so blues fans cram shoulder to shoulder in here tonight, but people still manage to find room in front of the stage to squeeze in a dance. The crowds have increased in recent years as more people from outside the neighborhood have discovered Gipps, and that's fine with Henry Gibson.
We do not have colors here. There's no black and white.
In the warm weather, the crowd usually spills outside into the yard. Inside, the walls are festooned with posters of Muddy Waters, Slim Harpo, and Robert Johnson, and a large portrait of a crazed-looking cat with Gipps Place written above it. The town of Bessemer regards Gipps as a house party, so regulations are casual, hence the cloud of cigarette smoke and the individual private coolers full of beer.
This place is the bomb. I mean, juke joint, you know, juke joint. It is the bomb.
Vivian Eichner recently arrived from Tennessee, and her friend Marguerite have quickly become quasi-regulars at Gipps.
I've come here about 3 times, and the first time I came, I was hooked because the music was so daggone good. It was just, I mean, it's all cultures, you know, black, white, Mexican, Spanish, you know, whatever. It's just good, soul music. And that's what it's all about, people getting together and having a good time no matter what.
And how can you sit down at a place like this?
Yeah.
How can you sit down?
Ken Hoffman is a first-timer here.
I've lived in Bessemer for about 15 years, and I didn't know this was here.
Yeah.
Where did you hear about it?
The drummer that's playing tonight was at our house this afternoon hooking up my cable system and said he was playing drums tonight. So I said, where are you going to be? And he explained how to get here. That's why we're here.
Tonight, they're passing around the hat for Little G. Weevil. When more famous names come through, the payment isn't significantly better, says Roger Stevenson of Birmingham's Magic City Blues Society, which has helped popularize Gibbs.
So, you know, we get bands like Bobby Rush. I shouldn't say how much we paid him, but you know,
inexpensive.
About a fifth or a tenth of what he'd normally get. But he wanted to come on down here.
Come on down because Bobby Rush and other musicians know that Gibbs is the real deal, not some House of Blues recreation. And what's equally important to Henry Gibson, adds Roger Stevenson, is that younger players are offered an opportunity here to sit in and hone their chops with the pros.
And he said to me, you know, they may not be really good, but how are they going to get better if we don't get them up with the good guys and get them enthusiastic enough to do it themselves, you know, to go home and practice? So he's very much about helping young people.
And yes, there have been offers from businessmen to transform this juke joint into a comfortable 700-seat venue complete with a nice wide bar. But then it just wouldn't be Gibbs Place. Peter Breslow, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. You probably knew that already. Directed by Elaine Heinzman. Produced by Ned Wharton, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Justin O'Neill, Claudine Ebade, and Scott Braswell. Jeffrey Bennett edits our program. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Maleski. Melissa Goh, our web producer. Our show is produced today by Peter, Blind Yamaka Breslow, and Sarah Lucy Blues Oliver, and edited by Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.